Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Nehemiah. Today, I'm going to read Nehemiah 3, 16, all the way to the end. And so what a blessing this will be, because I love this book. This is in the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version, and this is what it says. After him, Nehemiah, son of Azbuk, ruler of half the district of Bethzur, repaired from a point opposite the graves of David, as far as the artificial pool and the house of the warriors. After him, the Levites made repairs. Rehum, son of Bani, next to him, Hashabiah, ruler of the district of Keilah, made repairs for his district. After him, their kin made repairs. Binui, son of Henadad, ruler of half the district of Keilah. Next to him, Ezer, son of Jeshua, ruler of Mizpah, repaired another section opposite the ascent to the armory at the angle. After him, Baruch, son of Zabal, repaired another section from the angle to the door of the house to the high priest Eliashib. After him, Meremoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakaz, repaired another section from the door of the house of Eliashib to the end of the house of Eliashib. After him, the priests, the men of the surrounding area, made repairs. After them, Benjamin and Hashub made repairs opposite their house. After them, Azara, son of Maaseiah, son of Ananiah, made repairs besides his own house. After him, Binui, son of Henadad, repaired another section from the house of Azariah to the angle and to the corner. Palal, son of Uzai, repaired opposite the angle and the tower projecting from the upper house of the king at the court of the guard. After him, Padiah, son of Parosh, and the temple servants living on Ophel made repairs up to a point opposite the water gate on the east end of the projecting tower. After him, the Tekoites repaired another section opposite the great projecting tower as far as the wall of Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests made repairs, each one opposite his own house. After them, Zadok, son of Immer, made repairs opposite his own house. After him, Shemaiah, son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, made repairs. After him, Hananiah, son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, sixth son of Zaloph, repaired another section. After him, Meshullam, son of Berechiah, made repairs opposite his living quarters. After him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs as far as the house of the temple servants and of the merchants opposite the muster gate, and to the upper room of the corner, and between the upper room of the corner and the sheep gate of the goldsmiths, and the merchants made repairs. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this passage about people making repairs right in front of their own houses. And I prayed this a little bit yesterday, but I'm going to continue to pray it today, that you would show us the work in front of us. And oftentimes it's not some grand ministry on a huge scale where we go across the world and we share Jesus with others. It's often that we just disciple the people in our midst. And Lord, help us not to forget the power of small in your kingdom, or to forget kingdom math, that little is much in the kingdom of God, that when you, what you're looking for is obedience in those small places. And when we are entrusted with little and we are faithful in that little, you will entrust us with much. And that little is actually the most important thing, and that is to disciple the people that we see in front of us, in front of our homes, to disciple our neighbors, our friends, our family members, to do life alongside others and to pour into them, to pray for them, to bear their burdens and fulfill your law, to encourage and to send cards to and flowers to and invite and be hospitable and welcome people into our homes. These seem like small things, but this is the work of the ministry. This is the work of the kingdom. When we are hospitable to others, we are entertaining angels unaware. When we welcome people into our lives, we are welcoming them to the discipleship journey. So Lord, just like these people repaired the gates in front of their homes and repaired the walls in front of their homes, show us what we can do to serve in our homes and around our homes. Lord, you have blessed all of us with significant and interesting relationships that nobody else has. No one has the same circle of relationships as we do, and you have given us a mandate to serve and love those in our care. And so, Lord, thank you for the uniqueness of that. And help us not to think that we don't have any place in your kingdom. Every single person has a unique role to play. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Mary Snyder. She's a coach of speakers, and she's also a friend and an amazing person. So you can find out more about what she offers to speakers on maryrsnyder.com. It's S-N-Y-D-E-R. And if you're a speaker and you want to kind of figure out, well, what kind of speaker am I? You can go to yourspeakerquiz.com. She's created this amazing quiz to get you going. And you're going to learn what kind of speaker you are and how to connect your message to that audience. But also she has some great tools for you, including a How to Craft Your Message, which is a free resource. And you can find all of that at yourspeakerquiz.com. Now she's going to be starting this fall the Activate Speaker Training, and you can find out more at maryrsnyder.com. She will coach you. This is a paid thing, but she will coach you from kind of the beginning of what you need to do as a speaker and how to flourish and thrive as a speaker. And I know there are lots of I know there are a lot of valleys and vales in the speaking realm. And so here is a constant guide who will help you and just empower you to take the next steps in your speaking journey. So Mary Snyder, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you're interested in sponsoring the show, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marriedmuth.com and she'll get you started. So thanks so much.